Welcome back to Fictional Men, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host, Faye Keegan. This week on the pod, we are listening to episode 3 of the Hometown series. As a reminder, there is just so much more of this series on the Dipsy app right now. We're releasing just a few episodes here on the podcast. So if you want more Jack, download the Dipsy app and you can use code FICTIONALMEN at dipsystories.com to get 30 days free. That's dipsystories.com/fictionalmen to dive into the world of audio content we have featuring this character. In this episode of Hometown, which is a great one, Jack and Gia are starting to feel a little more comfortable. They are not going to have a hookup that's spontaneous. For this one, they're going to come prepared, or at least Gia is. Gia shows up at Jack's dark room wearing, under her normal clothes, a very hot leather corset. Jack really rises to the occasion, rises to the challenge, and gets creative with some of the tools he has available in the dark room. I think what makes the chemistry between Jack and Gia so good is this underlying playfulness and flirtatiousness in their relationship. They have this sort of like long history, and they kind of like to dig at each other, and it adds this humorous banter to everything they do, both when they're just hanging out, but also during their sex. What makes the chemistry between Jack and Gia so good is this longtime friendship that has this sort of trust and friendliness that's at the base of everything they do. And on top of that, this kind of playfulness, flirtatious banter, which really carries this joy and lightness through their interactions, just generally, but also during the sex. I'll let you listen to episode 3. It is a very good one. But as a reminder, there is so much more Hometown, so much more Jack available right now on the Dipsy app. And you can use code FICTIONALMEN to get 30 days free at dipsystories.com. That's dipsystories.com/fictionalmen to get your 30 days free. But here it is, episode 3 of Hometown.
The gallery was unlocked when I got there, but when I walked inside, it was empty. I paused in the middle of the room, turning around like I might find him inside one of the photos on the wall. I rechecked my phone. He said 8. My eyes caught on a metal door in the corner. It was open just a crack, a stream of red light pooling out from under the frame. He didn't hear me come down the stairs. His music was turned up too loud. He was hunched over the darkroom table, looking at a piece of film. His hair was scruffy. He must have been running his hands through it without noticing. Watching him felt intimate, like I was back in high school, sneaking glances into his bedroom when he wasn't home. He shook his head like he was trying to wake himself out of a dream.
You found me.
You left the door to the dungeon open, so...
Want to see what I'm working on? I promise not to lock you up.
I nodded, swallowing my sarcasm. I stood next to him at the table, our arms hanging inches away from one another.
I was developing a few pieces from our camping trip. Got a few good ones, I think. Yeah, I like this one.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He pushed his glasses up his nose and leaned down. When he twisted the knob on the enlarger, his shoulder brushed against mine.
Yeah, this one. What do you think?
He hooked his hand around my hip, pulling me in front of the machine.
That's it.
I leaned down and looked into the lens, surprised to see myself staring back in black and white. My cheeks were smudged with dirt from the hike. My hair was tangled under my hat. But my face looked calm. I didn't even notice you take it.
Well... You were a little distracted that weekend.
How could you tell?
When you get the right shot, it's like reading someone's mind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Try with me now. What am I thinking?
I'm better at it behind the camera.
Stop deflecting. He held my chin between his fingers, examining me like an object. I breathed deep and tried to keep my face still, but my emotions betrayed me. My lips turned up when he smiled at me. Then he cocked his head and leaned in slowly, stopping right before his lips brushed against mine. He was so close, his features blurred together. I closed my eyes, waiting for the moment.
You don't really want me to kiss you.
What makes you think that?
You don't want me to be soft with you. It's not what you really want.
What is it I really want, then?
This.
His hands were suddenly digging into my waist. He lifted me up onto the table and kissed me roughly. My body felt like clay under his hands. I was conforming to his every touch. Completely malleable.
I've never had anyone down here. But you make me want to break all my own rules.
So break them. He undressed me in a frenzy. His hands pulling at the buttons on my coat so fast I thought they might rip off. He threw it on the ground, pulled my shirt up over my head. Then suddenly he stopped, eyed what I had on, a tight leather bustier. I could tell he was trying to keep his expression controlled. His mouth was set, but his eyebrows raised just enough for me to clock his surprise. I reached behind my back to unhook the clasp.
No. Leave it on. Yeah. I want to fuck you in it.
He ripped my underwear down my legs. Then he pushed three fingers inside of me. The muscles in his arm flexed as he thrust. I locked my legs around his waist to steady myself. Each time he pushed inside of me, my ass skidded back against the metal surface. The friction made my body more alert, like everything was coming into sharper focus.
You look good in leather.
I wanted to surprise you.
You definitely did.
Oh, you're so deep.
Well, if you can't take it, then...
I didn't say that.
You're so sexy when you play all tough.
Shut up.
You shouldn't have said that.
Wait, it's too much.
I thought you could take it.
But I don't want to come in. I want all of you.
Get on the floor. Right there. Wait for me.
The cement was jagged and rough against my shoulders, but the sensation snapped me to attention. I felt like each cell in my body was buzzing. I tilted my head to the side, resting my flushed cheek on the cool floor. He was on the far side of the room, moving in and out of the shadows. He walked towards me with a roll of black tape in his hand.
Put your hands above your head. Now.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. Wrists together.
Tighter.
How's that?
I don't care, just don't make me wait. He undressed quickly. He towered over me as he stroked his cock and put on the condom, his shadow engulfing me completely.
I've been waiting all week for this.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop thinking about you. Oh, about your perfect cunt pulsing around my cock. Oh, the way you begged me to fuck you. That was never enough. And then you show up here, in this. All wrapped up in leather for me. Oh, like a fucking gift.
He crawled on top of me. His palms were pressed against the floor to keep from crushing me. But I wanted him to let go. I wanted to feel the full weight of him sinking me into the hard ground. Crush me.
You're insatiable.
Please, Jack.
Tell me what you need.
Fill me up. Fuck me. I need it.
Lift your hips up for me.
He curled his fingers around my shoulder, gripping me for leverage. He pushed inside me hard, and the pain of it twisted through my body. Each time he slammed inside me, my spine stretched out flat against the floor.
I can only let go with you.
Don't bother. Oh. Right there. Oh. Deeper.
Oh. You want me to make it hurt?
Right there.
His jaw was set with effort, his hips grinding into my clit each time he pressed forward. He was moving fast now. My arms ached from being over my head, and my shoulders felt raw and scraped from the floor. I kept swallowing the scream deep in my throat. He shoved his hand over my mouth, like he could read my mind. Our bodies were slick with sweat, slipping against each other with each stroke. My muscles felt like syrup. I was trying to stay together, but all my pieces were coming apart. I was melting into him.
Yes. Yes.
His eyes wrinkled close and his muscles tensed. I wrapped my legs around his back, locking him into me. He pulled the tape off my wrist like I was something fragile, then laid down beside me on the cold floor. He ran his knuckles across the back of my hand, then slipped his fingers between mine. I breathed in the smell of him and closed my eyes. I'm so sweaty.
I like it. You're salty.
You're just as strange as I remember.
You love it.
You're my kind of weird.